Hi, this is Kate Alamo. I am making a podcast on AP and CAT classes for students. So I'm with Ms. Kennerly here, and I'm just going to ask you a few questions. Do you recommend CAP and AP for students?
I do if they are academically ready because CAP, Kenyan Academic Partnership, and Advanced Placement classes are college level classes. And because of that, students have to be ready academically and they have to be motivated, self motivated, to do that level of work as a high school student.
What students, such as work ethic, prior classes taken, etc., do you recommend for AP and CAP classes?
I think all of our AP and CAP classes, we do have prerequisites for them. If you look at AP, if you look at College Board's AP program, AP should be open for any student. However, we know as teachers, not every student is ready for every class, even if they have strong interests. However, though, because AP should be open to all students, we look at the prerequisites, but we then also will look at the students' drive and just interest in that area to see. So we've made sometimes some exceptions for kids. And for CAP, because you do have to be you have to be able to be admitted to Kenyon. So because of that, they have their own prerequisites or selectivity that they have.
How might this work in student schedules with things like extracurriculars?
So for CAP and AP, because they're taught by our students, they're in our master schedule. So really easy CCP classes to schedule because they're in our schedule taught by our classes. So really easy.
How do credits from AP and CAP classes work, like into someone's GPA?
CAP classes and AP classes are weighted, so we're on a 4.0 scale. So, but they are weighted, so they're on a 5.0 scale. So you do get extra on credit or extra points or whatever from taking CAP and AP classes.
So I know some classes, CAP Chem, CAP English, they offer more credit hours. Can you explain how that might work? Does it give you 2 credits or
It
what?
depends on the class. It depends on, like, CAP Chem is a lot of credit. And actually, Kenyon is in the process of going over to credit hours rather than semester hours or something like that. But so you do, it just depends on how Kenyon and our partnership, how much credit. Like, CAP History is 2, and then CAP Chem is more. So it just depends on the class.
Now I'm gonna talk to Lily Percy and Dallin Vale. All right. What AP or CAP classes are you currently taking?
Currently, I'm taking 3. I'm taking AP Latin, AP Bio, and CAP English.
And I'm currently taking CAP English and AP Bio.
All right. How much time do you allocate every day for homework or study time?
It kind of depends on the day, and like what we're going over. I don't like take a specific amount, but with CAP and AP classes, you definitely have to take more time than you would for a regular class at a learning, I would say.
Yeah, I think overall the amount of homework time that I have for, say, CAP English versus my everyday like math class, which I'm in calculus right now, there's definitely a lot more for my AP classes and my CAP classes than like a regular class than calculus.
And like bigger projects, I would say. Like we
Yeah,
have
definitely.
for some classes we have like big assignments, like big papers or presentations and things like that.
So let's say you're studying for a huge test that week, like a unit test. What would the study time look like for that?
I think, let's see, for example, our calc test, like our like for midterms, for example, our calc midterm, I think we definitely spent a lot more time with like something for AP Bio versus CAP. So like even though it's harder level math, it is still something that I know definitely me personally, I spent a ton more time on bio with the overall amount of information. And given that, I needed to go back over and review a lot more versus calculus. It was kind of just like there's a step-by-step process, not necessarily like differing sections.
Yeah, like in an honors class, you usually learn more information in a shorter amount of time. So definitely like what you're saying, like it's a faster pace in an AP course than it would be in like a regular class.
So that kind of answers my next question, because my next question was, how much information are you expected to learn in a specific amount of time? Do you have any like answer? Like, I mean, you just kind of said, yeah, you have to learn like a lot in a very fast-paced setting. So let's say, like, how long do you think it usually takes to learn a unit in AP Bio?
It's normally like 3 to 4 weeks, possibly more.
And there's 8 units in AP Bio, but for other classes, like, I've taken AP Comparative Government and American, mm-hmm. and also Lit. It's like, it depends on the course what amount of information you have to know. Like, with AP Bio, there's very structured units, mm-hmm. and, like, Comparative Gov. With English, it's a little bit more about the techniques rather than the specific right. things you're learning.
All right. What ways are they teaching you information in the AP and CAP classes you're taking?
Currently, I think it's just a more in-depth thing. So, like,
yeah.
taking AP English last year versus CAP this year, it's we're using a very like the same discussion topics,
mm-hmm.
or just going into looking at things the exact same way. However, I think that we're going more in-depth, or there's an attempt to go more in-depth with the CAP class, or even just AP English in general versus, like, regular honors, like freshman English.
In a couple of the classes I've taken, also CAP U.S. history, as well as like comparative government and things like that, there's a lot of like lecture sort of things. So you slideshows and things like that, where you take your either your own notes or like guided notes, and that's usually how you get a lot of your information in those classes, is taking your own notes or using like guided notes. So that's one of the biggest ways that I'd say teachers actually teach the content.
So are there any AP or CAP classes that you've taken that allow video notes?
CAP can.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ways that Hofford recommends is, like, there's CPA videos, which is essentially just
yeah.
notes of, like, something that you'll watch as homework, and then you'll come back into class and go over it, ask questions, and get that.
Right.
So she has it structured very similarly to how an actual college class would be. So you go
yeah.
and read the material, you watch the videos or whatever, and then you come back and actually discuss it and put it into practice. I think that's also something that's very much used. I know AP French has a little bit
yeah.
of video stuff as well. I haven't personally taken it. But looking over her syllabus, I was interested at the time. But yeah, so very much video notes. There are occasional facts.
In Gov, there was but it was more textbook reading to,
mm-hmm.
and like I said, mostly like lecture notes. But some of the courses they use video notes as like secondary kind of to reinforce. But I think CAPFEM is one of the biggest ones that actually uses it as like video notes, like you said.
Are their teaching methods helping you in any way in these fast paced settings?
I think that the fact that it's fast paced but also very in depth.
Mm-hmm.
That's very helpful. I do also think that one of the things that's good about AP and CAP is the teachers are some of the more qualified people in the building.
Right.
To the point where you're free to go and ask questions where they can help you slow down. It's like using Hive Time.
Mm-hmm.
I spent majority of last year in Hofford's Hive for CAP Penguin. Like, I would say 3 out of my 5 days, I was in her room getting extra help doing all
mm-hmm.
things like that. So definitely their teaching methods, like, and initially they help, but also it's the follow-up
right.
of you're free to go and do all of the things with it.
Yeah, and I think especially with AP courses, the goal is to teach you to think more in depth about things. It's not just that something happened, it's why it happened. And
mm-hmm.
Like, especially for a history class, it's not just about the actual information you're learning, but you're going more in depth. So I think that the way the teachers are teaching it is really enforcing you to think critically.
Do you recommend taking these classes overall?
Absolutely. I think that not only like as a formal thing of like on a college term or like a college application, it looks good, but also
right.
by having the ability to go more in depth, it has helped lead some of the things I want to do in college and actually like help them pick my major. Like physical science classes,
mm-hmm.
or like physics, chemistry, things like that. It's not quite necessarily where I want to be at. So taking CAP Chem last year, taking AP Bio this year, It's definitely things I'm interested in, but it's not necessarily what I'd like to actually go into.
Yeah, I definitely recommend taking these courses. Like Dallin said, it's definitely a bump up in college. Like, you're not taking these accelerated classes, then sometimes it's seen as that you're not pushing yourself. So taking those classes definitely demonstrates that you're pushing yourself and you want to do well in hard classes, and that's important.
Also, tack on here, by taking more accelerated things, specifically the CAP classes, you're putting yourself out there to actually see what college is like.
Right.
Like in CAP US history, you have to write a research paper for your third quarter project, which was very formative in how I looked at what an assignment would be.
Right.
And what I wanted to do from there. So, like, the way that I tackled the project first and my actual research standpoint is something that I had not done at all, let alone, like, 4 or 8 times. So.
It also teaches you, like, time management. I feel like with a lot of things, students are more likely to procrastinate. And I think that even in higher level classes, kids do procrastinate, definitely. So it teaches you kind of, you have to work through that. You don't just be, you actually experience that.
Yeah.
You have to push through your procrastination you have to write a 10-page paper for CAP US history. So it really helps you to kind of go through that and learn from your mistakes, knowing that you procrastinated on that 10-page paper and then in college. So it definitely teaches you those skills that you realize you're going to need for college, which is to not procrastinate.
My last thing is there any leniency or flexibility with the teachers in AP and CAP classes for students that might be going through stuff?
I think that a lot of the teachers here at Mount Vernon, especially in the AP and CAP classes, are willing to work with you, and they're going to listen to your questions, and so if there's something that you need help with, they're going to be there.
Right.
And I think that there's a lot of teachers in Mount Vernon that do that, and I think that's really amazing that we have that here. So definitely, communication is so important, though. You have to kind of, like, hold up your end of the deal with your own communication. So just, they do have that expectation for you that you're going to communicate with them. And I think that if you show them that you're able to do that, they will make sure that they're there for you as well.
Yeah. I think that definitely making a conscious effort from your side, in, like, a hypothetical, like, say something's happened family-wise or something like that, and then I definitely, me personally, have gone through something like that to the point where CAP last year, like I was out for a long period of time,
right,
and then came back and was able to work back to where I was supposed to. So I do think that the teachers in the AP and CAP classes are not necessarily lenient, but they're willing to work with you wherever you may be coming into the class.
And just kind of help you to get to the point where you want to be. Okay. Well, that's all the questions I have today. Thank you.